You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on KLEM Radio, online at KLEM1410.com. Daniel Versteg with you. This edition of the Coach's Corner, as is every edition of the Coach's Corner, is brought to you by some great sponsors who make this program possible, like Ameriprise Financial, as well as Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Draco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Coming up on this edition of the Coach's Corner, we're going to have the girls' basketball coaches on to talk all things girls' basketball. Unfortunately, this will be the final conversation of the year with Brandon Schecker, Galen Catholic girls' basketball coach. His Jays ended their season on Thursday night. Just a tough draw with George Little Rock, a team who plays in a very tough conference, and so their win-loss record is a little skewed downward, and that's not an excuse, obviously, but it is a much better team than I think a lot of people were expecting. And the Mustangs took down the Jays 60-44. So Galen Catholic season came to an end at 8-14 on Thursday night. And so we have one final interview here with Coach Schecker to talk things over throughout the post throughout this week and wrap up the season from there. And then, of course, Cody Dierkop. Cody Dierkop's going to join us first. He's the head coach of LaMarche Community Girls Basketball. The Bulldogs had a loss on Tuesday to finish off the conference schedule against Sioux City East, but were able to finish off the regular season as a whole with a victory at Storm Lake on Thursday night. So we'll be able to talk about that win. And then, they're going to play Storm Lake again coming up on Wednesday. Just kind of funny how that worked out. There's no way they could have predicted that, with Storm Lake being the last game of the regular season and also their first round regional opponent. So we'll talk about that, and we'll kind of talk about the region as a whole. Of course, the path would lead to the Bulldogs playing Bishop Heelan in the next round, assuming they do beat the Tornadoes coming up on Wednesday. And I know Coach Dierkop and his Bulldog athletes would love an opportunity to get a crack at Bishop Heelan once again. Taking a look quickly at some scores from yesterday, just briefly running them down. Boys basketball action in the War Eagle. Galen Catholic narrowly escaped Paulina with a 52-51 victory over South O'Brien. So the Jay boys finished their season with a 17-5 record. And quickly, just touching on these district preliminary round contests, Siouxland Christian beat River Valley 65-52. Siouxland Christian will now move on and play Remsen St. Mary's coming up Monday night. And in Class 1A District 2, Woodbury Central stomped Storm Lake St. Mary's 76-42. So it'll be the Wildcats taking on the Jays in the next round. Galen Catholic will host Woodbury Central Monday night, and we're going to have that contest for you right here on KLEM Radio. Also, before we get our interviews going, best of luck to our area wrestlers. It's district tournament Saturday. We're going to punch a few tickets to the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We hope for a ton of Plymouth County wrestlers taking to the mats in Des Moines. The LaMarche Community Wrestling Team, they are in Fort Dodge for their district tournament today. And Hinton is in Onawa at West Monona Whiting. And then Akron Westfield and Kingsley Pearson are up in Hull for a district tournament hosted by West Christian. So great day for sports, a great day to talk sports. When we come back, we'll do just that. Cody Dierkop, head coach of LaMarche Community Girls Basketball, will join us, and we'll talk about this past week and what's it going to take to have success in the tournament. That's all coming up next on the Coach's Corner right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamars, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Omer Price Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back inside the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. This program brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Draco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Basketball team. That's Coach Cody Dierkup. His team finishing off the regular season on Thursday night with a 12-9 record, defeating Storm Lake. They finished the conference schedule on Tuesday and finished that with an 8-6 MRAC record to finish tied for third place in a league that, of course, has been good all year and a very competitive league up and down. And Coach, we'll first start with that MRAC finale. Sioux City East comes to town and unfortunately hands you a loss. What did you see in that contest, and what kind of things just jumped out at you about how your team competed against the Black Raiders?
I love how our girls go into our games versus East. They always want to compete at a high level when we play them, and that's good to see. You know, you can kind of compare our first game with East in our second game. They were kind of a little bit, they were similar. Mm-hmm. We just gave up too much in the first quarter, you know, not as much the second time around, but you can't give up 22 in the first quarter against a team like East. It just kind of, it gets them going way too early. Luckily we were able to battle back and take the lead later on in that game, but we like to give up, you know, 10, 11, 12 points a quarter, and they can't get 22 in the first.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, it was similar in a way to the first game, but in a way, of course, you know, it wasn't all three-pointers. Talk about just what they were doing in that first quarter. What got them out to that hot start that you had to respond to?
It was a track meet for the first 4 minutes of the game. I mean, that was the fastest pace of basketball that I've seen this year. And, you know, I turned to our coach. I was like, we got to slow this thing down, otherwise – you know, it could get ugly here, and we got it under control a little bit, but they were able to, you know, get some runouts in transition. We weren't really ever to get settled in until about the 2 minute mark in the first quarter, you know, and they were able to get inside outs, and they hit a couple threes early on in the game, and that's kind of how they got started out.
And you know, the one thing with pace and with tempo in the game of basketball is if you're the ones speeding things up, it makes you feel really good and makes you feel in control. If the other team's speeding things up on you,
yeah,
you feel like you're lost. I mean, just talk about what does that do as far as tempo's concerned, and how tough it is to kind of get that tempo back in your favor once it's been lost.
Yeah, and we like playing fast too, but we just felt like the first 4 minutes was at a pace that we want to play fast, but not that fast.
Yeah.
And against a team like East, you know, that's one of them where, you know, you kind of want to pick and choose when you're going to play fast. You know, you get a steal or something. We're going to push until we get stopped and hopefully get something out of it. But if not, we kind of want to get them into a half court game and play them like that. And, you know, it kind of is what it is. Mm-hmm. Our girls have done a good job of knowing what games we want to get teams in the half court and what games we want to push the pace a little bit. And you kind of saw that from Tuesday to Thursday.
Yeah, and Cody Dierkup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, because that's the thing, Coach, whenever you guys do get a team set up in the half court. I don't care really what team it is. It could be East. It could be Estherville from back in January. It could be Heelan. It could be anybody. Once you guys get a team going, slowed down in their half court offense, your defense is real darn good. Talk about what that has to take to be able to be good in the half court against really any team that your tough schedule's thrown at you.
We preach communication. We're hoping that our girls are communicating in the half court. And then as of recent, we're trying to put more pressure on their perimeter players by making them put the ball on the floor and not just letting them stand there and kind of survey what's going on. And that makes it harder for them to get post touches too. So we're trying to play a little bit more pressure in the half court and force some teams to hopefully make some mistakes.
How much did that pressure maybe slow down East's three-point shooting on Tuesday night? Because as good as anybody, they don't shoot under 30% from the three-point arc most nights.
No, and the two times that they've done it this year, I think, I really think it's only been twice, was against us, and the other time was against Sergeant Bluff, and they lost that game. So, you know, if you're able to do that against East, that's awesome, you know. I know we didn't come out on the right end of it, but you're doing something right if you're forcing them to shoot under what their percent is.
Right. You know, you guys, again, like you said, you got back into the ball game in that second and third quarter. You were able to take a lead. Again, I feel like we talk about this a lot with you guys, but it is true. The fight you guys show and the ability to never be down and out of a contest, that's a nice thing to have for your team. Just what does it do for you as a coach when even when you're down by 10 going in the locker room or whatever, you know that, hey, if you give yourselves a chance, you're gonna get back into this ball game.
Yeah, and a lot of these girls have played for us for the last couple of years, and because they haven't gone away, I mean, this isn't the first year they haven't gone away. They just haven't gone away since they've played for us. We can say things like that in the locker room and in the huddle that we're fine. You know, it's not like teams get up on us and then we never battle back and the game's over. So it's nice to be able to go into the huddle when the team's up 8 or 10 and tell them that we're okay and they believe me, and we're able to sometimes come out on the right end of it.
Absolutely. Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. That was a loss to East. You were able to put that into the rearview mirror fully with a victory on the road at Storm Lake on Thursday night. And, Coach, another strong performance. You were able to get out and running to start the contest, and you were able to ride a really big second quarter. For you guys, how big is it to take that momentum into the locker room, get a big lead to end a half, and then just ride it out the rest of the second half?
Yeah, and I've said this on the radio with you before, you know, the first 4 minutes before the second half, or sorry, before halftime, and the first 4 minutes after halftime, we believe are huge, huge parts of the game. And I think we did a really good job in that 8 minutes. You know, we only held them to 4 points in the second quarter, which was huge. And we called timeout with about 2 minutes left to let them know they've only scored 4 points in this quarter, and we're not going to let them score any more than that. And they went into the second half with a lot of confidence and came out and scored 14 and held them to 11, which is right where we want to be. And we just built on our lead at each quarter.
It seems like you get an opportunity like that, and some teams can take advantage of it, whether they do hold a team to no points the rest of a quarter or whether they do is kind of up in the air. You guys, it seems like you always respond to a challenge like that. Again, I know these girls obviously have been around for a couple of years in your program, but how beneficial is it for a team that if you give them a challenge like let's shut them out the rest of the quarter, they're gonna get up there and they're gonna respond and do it for you?
Yeah, and I think they like playing fast, and again, in the games that we want to take advantage of teams like that, and we went to our full court man-to-man defense, and our girls bought into it, got tons of tips, got tons of steals. I think we forced like 26 or 27 turnovers on Thursday night, and that led to like, I think, 10 or 12 points in transition for us. And that was just a big part of our game. I felt like we made them feel uncomfortable, and, you know, it worked out for us.
Yeah, and you know, with the strong opponents you've been playing the last few games, you know, you're the pressure defense that you guys run in the full court hasn't always been able to turn into baskets. That's really nice to see from Thursday night. You guys been able to make turnovers, make baskets the other way. How big is that just from a confidence standpoint to be able to see that defense work again, get points for you and really work to your benefit?
It was huge, and actually we didn't even start out in our full court man-to-man defense. We knew we wanted to play fast and start out pressuring them. We went to our full court zone, and they kind of got over top of it a couple times, and we were able to make an adjustment, and that's big. You know, the girls being able to make adjustments in-game on the fly, like right away, is huge. And I know that we didn't finish what we wanted to around the rim. I think we got to the free throw line more than usual, which is great, but you know, the focus yesterday at practice was finishing around the rim, because if we can, you know, even finish, you know, one more time, that would have helped us out a couple games this year. So playing fast and finishing at the rim are two things that we're going to go into next Wednesday, you know, hoping to do.
Yeah, and finishing at the rim, how much does that extend to, you know, offensive putbacks? You guys get a ton of offensive rebounds, and sometimes it doesn't always go your way. How big is it, you know, to also talk about finishing at the rim when it comes to getting putbacks?
Yeah, I think we had some girls crush the boards for us. I think Maddie had six rebounds. Meta had seven rebounds. Sarah had five. And when those guys are getting the rebounds down by the basket, I know Meta a couple of times faking by the rim, especially when they have a big post player, something that we want to get our girls to do, and we really haven't done it this year. It was nice to see Meta, you know, pump fake a couple times and then try putting it back. Sarah got a couple rebounds down there where, you know, in some games this year, she's tried to put it right back up into somebody's arms because they're just bigger than her. The other night, she, you know, dribbled out, got it to Zoe, and we ran offense, and I'm sure that we executed on a couple of those. And that's just, they're growing. They're getting to be better basketball players by reading each situation.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch them, and it's fun to watch them recognize those scenarios. Coach, you know, the other thing that jumped out to me from your performance on Thursday night was how good Zoe Whitcup was at facilitating your offense and you know, again, being someone you can reset to and look to get you back going into your offensive set. Seven assists for you. From that one guard position, you know, she's a leader, obviously, both offensively and defensively for you.
Yeah, seven assists and one turnover in a full basketball game. I mean, that's awesome. It's great to have somebody like that on the team. And she's unselfish, and I think she does a really good job of, you know, taking care of the ball to start out with, sharing the basketball. At the same time, looking for her shot. I mean, she hit a big three in the second half and then was attacking the rim at other times, too. She's starting to get it figured out.
How about Meta Scove? You mentioned her with you know, shot fakes on Thursday night against Storm Lake. She had 16 points for you. It felt like a few games here, every now and then, she'd slide into a funk and not be able to get going offensively. But having 16 points to finish off the regular season, that's got to only give her confidence heading into next week.
Yeah, she did a really good job of figuring out her shot selection. She found the soft spots in their zone that they were playing. And, you know, instead of, I felt like in some games, she'd take one or two dribbles and go right into two girls and try to shoot it. And sometimes she'd draw a foul. Sometimes it would go the other way. Well, against Storm Lake, she did a really nice job of taking her coaching. And we said that when Storm Lake played Cherokee, they found, like, the high post area. And in our gym, it's, like, in between the free throw line and the red line where most of the shots were going to take place. And that's where her shots all came from. And she even stretched him out a couple times. They hit a couple threes on Thursday night. She had a great game for us.
Yeah, and how tough is it to, you know, because obviously when your team gets down by the rim and then they get, you know, rejected on a shot, it feels like they're doing the right thing. They're getting to the hoop. They're getting things like that. But how much is it, you know, telling them that, yeah, on some occasions that's a good shot, but on other occasions you got to maybe slow it down a little bit. You got to be looking for a better shot maybe before you get to the hoop.
And that happens so much in practice and in games, and it's the hardest thing to try to, you know, try to help a kid to get that figured out as the season goes on. I mean, every situation's different, and I thought she did it. Meta, again, did a great job of getting that figured out, and you know, she looked over at our bench and asked if she was forcing it at one point. We're like, absolutely not. You know, she's getting great looks from that high post area. A couple of them didn't drop, and that doesn't mean they're bad looks. It just means that they didn't fall.
Right.
You know, we'll let her shoot that you know, 6-8 footer anytime that she wants to. It's a high percentage shot for her.
Absolutely. And yeah, good 16-point performance for her on Thursday. So you finish off the regular season with a win against Storm Lake, and you move on to play, well, Storm Lake again on Wednesday. Coach, I'm kind of intrigued before we talk about kind of your region a little bit. What do you think of – I know this is obviously the hand you're dealt, and you're gonna play a strong game on Wednesday. We know that for sure. But how did you approach going into Thursday night when you knew you were going to play them again in the second round? Did you like the opportunity to go at them twice in a row? I'm just kind of curious your thoughts on how that all kind of shook out.
You know, I'm kind of indifferent on the whole thing. You know, once we found out at practice that we were playing Storm Lake, you know, we found out on Wednesday. We went into practice to prepare for them, and then obviously went and played them on Thursday. It was a game that we just had to win. We approached it like any other game. It's not like we're going to do anything different just because we turn around and play them on the following Wednesday. It was one that we had to set the tone for next week. I mean, we had to go in there and we had to show them how good a basketball that we can play. That way, hopefully on Wednesday, you know, maybe they're not looking forward to coming to Lamar's as much.
Absolutely. What'd you learn about the Tornadoes from your preparation for Thursday and then also from actually, you know, playing them on Thursday?
They have a really, really nice post player that can go inside and out. She's tough to guard off the dribble. If she gets it on the wing, you have to be in your gap. Otherwise, she's going to take one or two dribbles and just get by it because of how long she is. They got some younger girls that can shoot the ball, too. I think they really actually shoot it better than what they did against us the other night. So, you know, yes, we won by 18, but it's not something that we're saying, you know, that we're just going to do again. We have to prepare like it's any other game and, you know, get ready to go.
Absolutely. Looking just kind of at your region as a whole, obviously it's, you know, one game at a time and it's Storm Lake first and things like that, but you've got the opportunity to play, you know, Helan next and then potentially down the road another team you faced in Spencer. This is a real good bracket, Coach. This is a real good region. What's it going to take for you guys to be able to play the games in front of you, to be able to come out with wins and get as deep into this bracket as possible?
Yeah, we're going to try to take each game, obviously one game at a time, but, you know, you look at our region as a whole. You know, played Helan tough a couple times, split with Sergeant Bluff, lost to Spencer by 3. We beat Storm Lake. There's not a team in there that I don't think that we can beat. Obviously, there's going to be some games that are tougher than others, but, you know, I'm hoping that our girls go into this with a lot of confidence, and it's a most fun time of year, hands down. It's practices are more fun because you know that tomorrow's not guaranteed for you, and it's the same with games. I just feel like everything is a little bit more urgent because there's more on the line, and that's fun to be a part of.
Oh, it's very fun to be a part of. I echo that sentiment wholeheartedly, and this is the best time of the year. It's going to be a fun time. We'll have your postseason contest throughout the postseason, Coach, and we look forward to you guys tipping it off Wednesday with Storm Lake. We appreciate your time as always, and best of luck to you guys as you start the tournament this week.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. When we come back, Brandon Schecker, Galen Catholic Girls Basketball coach, will join us on the Coach's Corner. It's right here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Let someone you trust do the job. Know how the construction.
We know you need a job done right. We do the work with you in mind. So for your let someone you trust help you out.
Let someone you trust do the job. Know how the construction.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for anytime at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. And this program every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner is the head coach of the Galen Catholic girls basketball program. That's Brandon Schecker. His team's season came to an end on Thursday night at the hands of George Little Rock, a final of 60-44. They lost their Tuesday night contest as well to West Sioux. And Coach, just first of all, a real tough week, losses aside, it's the end of the season, things like that. How has your team gone about, processing a week like this and just coming to terms with the fact that the season is finally over?
I can tell you, Coach and I sat in the coach's office for quite a while last night. It's just kind of our thing that we do at the end of the season. Just have a hard time after that last game, especially, even if it's a win. Whether you win that game or you lose that game, obviously if you win, you keep playing and stuff along that lines. But, that last game is tough. After that game, Coach and I just had a great little talk with the ladies. Obviously wishing our seniors the best. Getting after the younger ones a little bit about, next season starts, tomorrow. It's got to be a mindset where we get going right away and get a basketball in their hands as much as they can do to start preparing for next season. And, for Coach and I, it was one thing. You just kind of sit and you just kind of think about what could have been or what could have you done differently. And, it's one of those things of season. You hate to have the season come to an end, but at some point it will. And for the ladies, it's one of those things too that you have your good cry after the game, especially after a loss. You never want to end the season on a loss or in the first round. It took the seniors obviously hard, but for seniors, it's one of those things. We talked about it as a team last night, and even our seniors talked about it. That senior year comes around quick, and you don't realize it until the last game. It's funny how that mindset is. You can talk about it, but the realization never sets in until it's there.
It hits you, like you said. It just, before you know it, the season comes to an end. And, unfortunately, this last week for you guys has kind of been the, just kind of loss after loss and really kind of a tough way to end the season. It started on Tuesday night with West Sioux, Coach, and it was just kind of one of those nights. You can't buy a basket. It doesn't seem like things are going your way, and they didn't for a majority of that first half against West Sioux. Coach, what kind of kept things from getting into a rhythm for you guys, at least offensively on Tuesday night?
You hit it there. Rhythm. There was no rhythm. Tuesday night we struggled. It didn't seem like we had a lot of energy to start the game. From an offensive point, just absolutely no movement on offense. We actually tried to run three, four different offenses that first quarter, and for whatever reason, we just didn't want movement. We couldn't get things going, and so we just kind of settled for the outside shot. And none of them were hitting. Shots were bad shots. They were open shots, maybe a couple were worse. But nothing with, we just couldn't get a bucket to fall, especially in that first, well, in the first quarter, we didn't get a bucket to fall. Mm-hmm. You know, it just wasn't hitting from the outside. No movement whatsoever on the offensive stand. And then, you know, no offensive rebounds, too. And that, those are tough because, again, you're taking some outside shots, stuff along that lines. But we weren't really getting in position. It just seemed like we weren't starting out with a much energy to start that game against West Sioux. And they had energy. And when you have two teams on the opposite spectrum, one starting out with energy and one without and forcing some things, you have the game that we ended up having in that first half.
But thankfully, I mean, you guys didn't just take that first half lying down, at least. You came out in the second half. You got things rolling not with everybody, of course. But how important was Larissa Poland to you off the bench? I think she had all 13 of her points coming in the second half for you. What did she bring to the table that just kind of, more was able to help fill a void for you offensively Tuesday night?
You know, going down in half at, down 16, you know, 22-6. I mean, from that standpoint, you look at our defense was really good again. You know, only scoring 6 points, and you're sitting here going, the other team only put up 22. You had to play some good D, and I think we held them there towards the end of the half there for a while. So I was very happy with the defensive effort going into halftime. And, you know, I was just talking about, hey, keep up the defense. We're going to start knocking some shots down. Let's get back to the discipline of and the focus of running some offense and running the sets that we have and stuff along that lines. And if we do that, we can get back in this game. And, you know, Larissa came off the bench for us huge. She's been playing her best ball towards the end of the season here, doing exactly what we kind of hoped she would have been done, you know, doing all season. And unfortunately, it waited until the last couple weeks for it to come on. But she finally got into her comfort. She finally found that groove. She's a great little shooter. She's an amazing ball distributor. When she's dribble driving to the hoop, she finds her teammates. I mean, and some of the passes are just amazing. And at times, she does such a good job that she actually makes passes that she's seeing that the girls don't, you know. So she's sometimes a step ahead, and it's so much fun to watch when those teammates connect with her and stuff along that lines. But she had a rough first half, just like everybody else did. She missed a couple shots, had a couple turnovers by forcing some passes. So for her to come out and just shake that off, and for the entire team to be able to shake off the first half of only putting up 6 points and being down 16 to come back and get that game to as close as 5 points, was huge. LP really provided a big push for us there in the second half. And again, to see the girls not quit and be able to fight through a first half like that and be able to beat in the second half was.
And you know, the first part of your answer there where you talked about your team's defensive effort, I feel like that's something we've always been able to count on you guys, especially this season, is to be able to hold your team down to even sometimes 30 points a ball game, Coach. Talk about what it had to take, you know, defensively this season to be able to keep yourselves in games, to keep you competitive, and to hold your opponents down to give you guys a chance in some of those games.
Defense has been big this year. You know, funny thing is in my years here at Galen, we really pushed the offense a little bit, tried to score, get up and down the court a little bit more. And with this group, it just wasn't there. We weren't a team that really pushed the ball up and down the court as much. So we did have to rely on some more offensive sets than we've normally had to in the past. And we had to pick up the defensive end. You know, especially on those nights where we just didn't have the shooting that we had. You know, this season it seemed like we really relied on two individuals, and it was, you know, Rizea with her shooting from the outside and getting to the hoop, and Maya down low. And when you're relying on two girls and then sprinkling in a little extra here and there, it's tough on the offensive end. So you really got to focus in a little bit more on defense. And we did. We probably spent more time on defense than we ever have in practice this year. kind of going back and forth between the man-to-man and our 1-3-1. And the girls really bought into the 1-3-1. I like the 1-3-1. It throws a little bit different look at teams, and it worked fairly well for us this season and kept us in games that probably would have got out of hand, and it kept us in other games there that still got out of hand, but that was more not from a defensive standpoint, but from a turnover standpoint. You know, we struggled in the press us and so forth along that year, you know, this year. And when teams press us and they get the turnover in our side or, you know, right around half court or, you know, in that area, and they're on the run against one to maybe zero defenders, it's a bad thing for us. And so for us to pick it up on the half-court defense this year, I was very proud of the ladies for the way they dug deep and so forth along that line. So it was big for us to have the game that we did with the defensive effort.
Yeah. Brandon Checker's with us, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. So that was Tuesday night, the loss to West Sioux. And then, of course, we go to the postseason contest Thursday night. Coach, the loss to George Little Rock, and, you know, talking with you after that game on Thursday night, you had mentioned it, and they got hot. They hit a few threes to you know, grow their lead in the first half. They did it again to you in the second half. What kept you guys from getting maybe the quantity of looks to be able to put up some of those shots that George Little Rock seemed to be letting go, but unfortunately just didn't come to you guys on the offensive end?
You know, I actually went back and just, you know, kind of looked over their stats this year, and I mentioned it, you know, Thursday night to you on the cast too. I talked to their head coach after the game, and he was almost in shock as we were. The film that we watched prior to going into that game, just watching their stats and checking out those. I mean, you do as much as you can to prepare for the game, and we really thought that we felt good on defense. Maybe do a little man-to-man, but go into that 1-3-1. They don't shoot a lot of threes. They don't make a lot of threes. I think they're shooting less than 25% from three-point on their percentage. In fact, their shooting percentage overall isn't great. Even from a two-point percentage, they don't shoot the ball well. They just rebound and get putbacks. Average under 40 points or right around 40 points. And they really built their game off of the inside play. And if they get, you know, if they don't have the inside play, they will kick it out a little bit. But again, they look to drive. They look to have their post play be their foundation. And wow, they couldn't miss. I bet they shot the ball 50, 60%, maybe even higher from that. They had girls that averaged 2-3 points a game get 6 to 8 to even double digits.
Yeah.
They were firing on all ends, and it didn't matter what defense. In fact, when we switched to our man-to-man in the second quarter, that was the only time that we really slowed them down. It felt like, hey, the tables had turned. They had their little streak of hot shooting in the first quarter. We had a bad shooting streak in the first quarter. And so we switched up defenses and really held them back in the second quarter. In fact, I think we held them scoreless for quite a long time to finish out that half. So I was very, very happy with that going into halftime, only being down 2. And then, you know, thinking, hey, they're not going to shoot as well as they did in the first quarter. They'll have some ups and downs. That's basketball. It's streaky. And for them to come out and, you know, go from 23 to 60 points in the second half because they just couldn't miss a shot was, I told the coach it was actually fun. I hate to lose a game, hate to be on that side of it, but it's also fun in girls basketball to be able to watch a team be able to shoot the ball that well. And to know that it wasn't necessarily our defense was bad. I mean, you just have moments where, you know, things break down and girls get a look, or, you know, we focused on the pass inside, so our guard would leave their player to come help defense and try to get back in time. And actually, there was a lot of shots that were contested. Mm-hmm. And George Little Rock just knocked down as many possible shots as they could. And, you know, as disappointing as it is to be on this end of it, it is fun to see a girls' basketball team be able to shoot that well. And I just told the girls, that's That's something that we need to do in the offseason. We've got to get better at shooting. We need more than just one or two girls to be able to hit shots. We need four or five girls on the court that can knock down a shot anywhere on the court at any given time. And if we can do that, we can really make defense scramble. Maybe they had a scrambling last night. When you're making shots like that all over the court, inside, outside, they actually rebounded the ball really well against us in the second half. I thought we controlled the boards a little bit first half, but in the second half, I think they really actually got a little bit more. When you're knocking down shots like that, your adrenaline's pumping a little bit more. I just thought they got to some of those 50-50 balls probably a little bit quicker than we did to get them, the extra chances. So kudos to George Little Rock. They knocked down shots when they needed to, and, I figured if we could put up about 50 points, that we would be able to pull the game off. We put up 44, we were close. It was just them hot shooting last night or Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a good ball game to watch, and especially with, like you said, obviously we don't want George Little Rock to win, but the way they shot the ball was very impressive in the second half. And I thought the way you guys, again, going back to what we talked about with West Sioux, the fight you guys showed to get that ball game back from down a dozen there midway through the second quarter to, like you said, holding them scoreless, getting into a little bit of a rhythm, pulling together some points, and being down by two at the half, that looked pretty good for you guys. It showed what could have been, but unfortunately, I guess the momentum kind of ran out there in that second half, like you mentioned.
Exactly, and I give the girls all the credit for that. I mean, again, Tuesday night and then again Thursday night, to be able to fight back after you've had a bad quarter, or like at West Sioux where you had a bad half, not putting up the points and being able to just, again, focus in on the defense, get that rebound, go down, and maybe we're not hitting the shots like we need to, but continuing to dig deep and still get a shot off. The great news is the last two games that we played here, our turnovers, Tuesday night against West Sioux, I think might have been our lowest turnover game of the season. Mm. It's just we couldn't get a shot to fall.
Yeah.
Thursday night, we had less than 20 turnovers again, which, we've been averaging 25 to 30 turnovers in a lot of those games this season. So our turnovers have really come down towards the end of the season. We're starting to protect the ball a little bit more. The problem is by protecting that ball, it seems like our offense has slowed down a little bit. And, again, we like to push it a little bit more than what we have. And I think getting out of that rhythm and not just getting that rhythm right away and hanging our heads when we're not getting the shots to fall right away doesn't help as well. But for the girls to be able to have that fight and not let that 10-15-point deficit in a first quarter, first half hold you down and be able to keep fighting is kudos to them and their mindset into the game, that no quit fight, we're going to keep playing until the buzzer sounds is something that I'm definitely going to miss from this year's group.
Absolutely. And then you graduate seniors as well. We're chatting with Brandon Shecker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Tell me about you mentioned it in our post game on Thursday night as well, but tell the Coach's Corner listeners about the message that, Maya and the group of seniors had for the group in the locker room on Thursday night, and how their impact on the team will be missed next year.
Coach Colbeck and I were just talking about how quickly things go. It's amazing how we're already into February and our season's done. Basketball is a long, long season sport. We know that. It's the longest sport that we got, but it's over. And it didn't even feel like it was that long this season. And for the seniors, it goes by so quick. And we try to remind kids of that. But for some reason, it just doesn't, they just don't grasp that mindset. And probably when you're 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old, that's the least thing on your mind. But we try to instill in these girls that your time goes quick. And we were talking about that after the game last night. Sending the seniors off, but also for the younger ones to, now's the time to put in the extra effort because you're not going to get tomorrow. tomorrow doesn't necessarily exist, and we don't want to have the feeling that we had Thursday night again next season. And after we got done kind of having that talk, our seniors stood up, and our seniors were like, coaches aren't wrong. They literally just stated how they couldn't believe that they were in the spot they were in Thursday night, that it was over, and that their basketball career, their high school career, you know, outside of those that are going to do spring sports here and possibly, obviously, softball, but their senior year, for the most part, for athletics is over. And it's amazing to hear from them that they were shocked at how quick it went for them as well. And just kind of reiterated what we had for the younger ones and basically said, don't let those opportunities pass because it goes by so quick. And before you know it, you're sitting here, your senior year, your last game just got played, and there is no basketball tomorrow. So take advantage of those opportunities. and that's our senior group. Excuse me. They're such a fun group of ladies. I'm so proud of them for going through four years with us. And, you know, they had the good times 4 years ago as freshmen to be able to be down in Des Moines with our state group. And then up to Thursday night, kind of a disappointing loss in the first round. But for them, have the smiles on their faces and just they're a fun group of three, and appreciate everything that they've done for our organization.
And yeah, they'll definitely be missed, like you mentioned. And you know, I mentioned this too. I think it was on yesterday's sportscast that there, if there's one bright spot about a season ending, probably the only bright spot in most cases is that another season is coming around the corner. And like you had mentioned to me on our post game chat Thursday night, that next season starts right around the corner. You know, the girls that are coming back, the Rizeas and the Larissas and all of those, you know, players, Nevaeh, we could go on and on, that are coming back for this team. What do you hope to see from them, whether it's in their other sports or when they get an opportunity to get into the gym and work specifically with you guys? What do you hope to see out of them so that you know, they can start the improvement process already?
Some fight. Mm-hmm. We really want to see some fight. You know, everybody seems to work hard. It doesn't seem to be a work ethic thing. It's everybody comes to work. Everybody is there to put in their time and effort. But I want to see that fight. I want to see these kids come to practice, come to games, wanting to go out there and just fight. It seems at times where, you know, that fight, that grit just isn't existing right now. And, you know, we got to help instill it in the younger ones and start building that up at an earlier age as well, just to continue to fight. Find that fight, find that passion for the sports that you love. And we know at a small school like this, you know, some girls love basketball and some girls just go out for basketball. Mm-hmm. But no matter what position that you're in for whatever sport it is, go put in a love and passion for it. Find a love and passion for it. So you're not just there for yourself. You're there for the girl that is basketball passion. You know, that's her love is basketball. And if you're doing it for volleyball, do the same thing for volleyball. If you're out just because you're out, that's fine, but find that fight. Maybe not just for yourself, but find that fight for your team. Find that fight for that girl whose sport is volleyball. You know, that's really what we want to instill in some of these younger ones, is let's find that fight. Let's get after it and not just kind of go through the motions.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully hopefully you can get that going in them, and that would be, you know, a great positive. Appreciate your time as always. It's been another pleasure to cover your team as always, and we'll hopefully chat soon with the next basketball season around the corner.
Sounds good, Daniel. Appreciate the coverage. Appreciate all you guys do.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure, Brandon. That's Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. We'll take a break and come back with more of the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamar's. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamar's, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back into the Coach's Corner, wrapping up another hour right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. My thanks, as always, to the head coaches on our program, Cody Deercup and Brandon Schecker, for joining us this week. This Coach's Corner program has been brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Coming up this week on KLEM Sports here on KLEM Radio, boy, it is going to be a busy week. If all goes according to plan, we will have a game Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Coach Deercup was mentioning at the end of our interview, it's the best time of year. There's no better feeling than to have all kinds of tournament games coming up. So, coming up on Monday, right away, we'll start with the Gatlin Catholic boys opening up their tournament run in the district quarterfinal. They'll host Woodbury Central. It's a team they lost to in the district semifinal last year, but a team they beat pretty soundedly in Mobile earlier this year. So we'll have that contest, a 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off right here on KLEM. Then coming up on Valentine's Day, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, the Rems and St. Mary's girls will open their tournament run hosting George Little Rock. We'll have the action for you with the regional quarterfinal with pregame at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock. Coming your way Wednesday night, it'll be Storm Lake at Lamar's Community for the girls basketball regional opener in Class 4A. That'll also be a 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. On a Thursday, it will be Class 1A boys basketball district semifinal. It'll hopefully be Gatlin Catholic, or it could be Rems and St. Mary's. We'll see what ends up happening, but more than likely Gatlin Catholic will take on either George Little Rock or MMCRU for that district semifinal. On Friday night, we'll hopefully have a Class 1A girls basketball regional semifinal. That should be Rems and St. Mary's against somebody in that bracket, either Kingsley Pearson or Harris Lake Park. We'll have that for you at 7 o'clock on Friday night. And then coming up on Saturday, if the Bulldogs beat Storm Lake on Wednesday, they will play at Bishop Heelan at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And then for Lamar's boys fans, they'll start their tournament run Monday, February 20th. So that's what's coming up on KLEM Sports, another full slate, a true full slate of basketball action. Again, before we sign off for this program, we do want to wish the best of luck to our area wrestlers at their district tournaments today. Hinton's at Ottawa for West Monona Whiting's district tournament. Kingsley Pearson and Akron Westfield are up in Hull for Western Christian's district tournament. And the Bulldogs are in Fort Dodge for a district tournament hosted by the Dodgers. That's going to do it for another edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to our coaches for joining us, as always. For all of us at KLEM Radio and for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteg, saying so long, and have a great weekend. Keep it tuned right here to 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. KLEM Lamar's.